listener production. If life was a cereal box, this would be the toy inside.
Oh, I wanted that one.
It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Tense scenes around the Okine household. Yesterday, Alex Dyson, Bluey goes on sale. Right, the live show at the Opera House.
Oh,
now,
no.
Sophia and I and Belle, all big fans, so jumped straight on board.
You're just refreshing the web page constantly.
Mate, Belle ends up in a queue of 616 people waiting to buy tickets. She's sending me these
online
WhatsApps going, oh, I think I'm going to miss out. There's the crying emoji, which Belle doesn't actually know is the laughing emoji at this stage. She's
okay.
Still pretty uncool.
Well, but it's going to be sorted out by today, because What's Hitting with Sarah is back. 14-year-old Sarah from Brisbane will be joining us to let us know what's good in the hood.
But guess what?
And that's cool because it rhymes.
Well, guess what?
What?
We're going to see Bluey.
Oh,
can't
right
wait.
Up.
Got tickets. Yeah,
well done.
Very, very excited.
Well,
and look, it comes off the back of the news about Bluey because there was an American viewer who didn't realise that they censored certain things in the American version compared to Australia. We get the rawr version. There's a scene where a pony poops. You see the poop come out of its butt and Bluey and Indy run away, whereas in the American version, cut it. It's too real.
Yeah, I'm sure that would
be... For the Americans.
Sure, that would be harmful to children, which America is notorious for keeping safe at all times. So shall we get into it? Should we plug Vote For Us in the Listeners' Choice Awards, AustralianPodcastAwards.com /vote again? Please.
AustralianPodcastAwards.com/vote. Yep, do it. But other than that, look, let's get on with the show because we got a big one. Sarah's coming up. You got a story about Ian Dyson. We got leftovers. It's all happening. Let's go, let's go, let's go.
Why don't we start off with a plank call, shall we? Bit of fun, bit of cheeky Friday fun.
Don't mind if I do.
This is just the start.
Everyone ready?
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast.
Well, Matt, it is a Friday. We need a fun way to end the week and get into the weekend. And recently, a good way to do that is giving away some prizes by making some plank calls.
Yeah, look, it is a fun day, Alex Dyson. Usually people are, you know, jumping up and down on a Friday, the end of the working week, your standard 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. You know, people usually send a couple of the text messages around the group messages. Oh, it's Friday, you know. Let's get on it.
So we thought we would continue the long-running competition we've had where Matt and I get into a plank position. We call one of you. It could be from an unknown number. If you pick up, you have as quickly as possible to guess the code word that we need to try and get you to say before we fall down from our plank position, which lasts between 40 seconds and a minute usually.
Well, look, and this is one of the reasons why I feel a little bit sad on today, Alex Dyson, because over the last 2 years, you know, my palate has grown. I am a food lover and, you know, my taste buds have come accustomed to and, you know, started to really enjoy certain flavours that I didn't previously like. And one of those things is the good old-fashioned tiramisu.
Yeah, we saw tiramisu in the news this week because Ado Campiol, who is known as the father of tiramisu, which is the Italian dessert popular around the world, died this week at the age of 93. And he invented it in the year 1969. Tiramisu was invented the same year as humans walked on the moon for the very first time.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what I've, you know, enjoyed a lot more of.
It's affected your life a lot more.
I mean, what's going on with the moon? Are you telling me they can't have a webcam or something up there now?
Oh, mate, that's a big words from someone who tried to buy a piece of the moon, all right? So let's just back up on the moon for a little bit. But no, very
Well, yeah, I did try to buy a piece of the moon and it was very difficult, very fraudulent. A lot easier to buy a piece of tiramisu, all right? Maybe if the moon took a bloody piece out of tiramisu's book, we'd all enjoy it a bit more.
Well, tiramisu, great dessert, great word that we could potentially try and get a random listener to guess. It's getting hard. Previous words have included bok choy, serendipity and wilderness. And Matt, after a slow start to plank calls, you came back last week and squared it up to 1v2. So I'm going to see what you can do this week. You are first cab off the rank. Get ready to plank and I'm going to call your contestant, who is Jock. Currently in Queensland, Jock. You're about to be called. You don't know this yet, but the phone is about to ring. You're going to pick it up and you're going to be faced with a planking Matt Okine. The only way you can get him to stop planking and win yourself an all-day breakfast robe,
all right,
which are rarer than hen's teeth at the moment, is to guess the word tiramisu. Now, Matt, the three words that we're not allowed to say while trying to direct our listeners to the word is dessert. Can't say dessert, otherwise you're out.
Yep.
Can't say coffee. Can't say Italian.
Okay. Ah.
You're allowed to say Addo Campiol. Not sure that's common knowledge that he's the father of tiramisu. Okay, the word is tiramisu. I'm going to make the call to Jock from Queensland.
All right, come on.
Here we go.
Hello, Jock speaking.
Jock, it's Matt O'Kine from Matt and Alex. You're being plank called. Okay, what do you have What do you have after dinner?
Dessert.
Yep, okay, now think about that. Think about that. I'm talking layers here. All right, we got cream.
Neapolitan.
There's ice dusting cream on top. Cake.
Frosting.
Okay, what happens when you cry?
Cheese.
Yeah, think about who are you? You say you, but in your tense, your version.
Me.
When you cry, and then it's you.
Tear me.
Yes! Okay, think about a lady who would own a small dog. Okay, what do you do when you hit... Think about a lady with short hair, she would own a dog. I imagine she would be about 45 years old. Think about... It comes out of your eyes and then you and then the lady with the dog. Jock!
He's holding on. Stop the clock. I'm sorry, Jock. Matt lasted in the plank position for a minute and 12 seconds, but the incredible clue of think of a lady about 45 years old who might own a small dog didn't get you there in the end. I don't blame you as well, Jock, but I'm sorry. It's going to be a tough time to win you a robe, mate.
Now, Jock, tell me, if I use three other words, would you be able to understand? Okay, think about the words. Dessert.
Okay, sure.
Coffee. Italian.
Tiramisu.
Oh, there it is. Okay, well, the forbidden words did make it very, very difficult there. Right. So, Jock.
I'm so sorry, Jock. Look, I thought we could do it, but thank you. Oh, thank you very much for participating. I'm sorry that we couldn't win you a robe there, but look, we got close.
Next time. Well, let's see if I can't get our next caller to, if I fall down before a minute and 12 seconds, Matt, and we've got no guess, then... Jock could be walking away with a robe. I'm going to call listener Sally. If Sally picks up, it's going to be straight to business. Let's go.
All right, let's do this.
Hello.
Hello, Sally. It's Alex Dyson. You're being plank called. This one is a three-parter. At Dreamworld, a ride is called the Tower of...
Terror?
Yes. Okay, the planet next to us, it is the red planet, is called...
Mars?
Yep, and the next one, a place with lots of animals that you go and visit with your kids.
Who?
Yes, now put them all together.
Terra Mars Zoo.
Yeah, now think about what you eat.
Oh, Terra Michelada.
Trying.
You've got to keep going.
Terra Mars Zoo.
Yes, stop the clock. Yes, you've got an all day breakfast robe. Congratulations, yes. Sally.
Thank you.
Wow, tiramisu. I've never heard of that. It sounds delicious.
Tiramisu, the delicious. The delicious fish roe dip. I mean, the salmon roe dip.
Oh, is that what it is? I've never heard of it.
You wouldn't want to have it. You wouldn't want coffee flavored stuff for that. But wow.
Thank you so much.
Boy, not a problem. Congratulations to you, Sally. We appreciate you joining us. You've got one of the very last all-day breakfast robes, so you can relax on the weekend. And we'll get it out to you ASAP. Thanks so much for sending us your number on the Matt and Alex Instagram. And, we'll see who will be able to get it next time. But you're in the Hall of Fame now. Good work.
Absolutely. Not a problem, boys. Love your work.
Well, Matt, cop that. 3-1, mate.
I'm calling it...
That's cool.
Jippy.
What about like...
That's pretty cool.
What's hitting?
Little thing called...
What's hitting with Sarah.
What do you think, Sarah? It is that time of the week where we chat to our good friend Sarah, who's currently 14 years old, going to high school in Brizzy, and is actually the one teaching us, Alex Dyson. What is what?
Yep, taking us to school.
We're getting old, and we've come to realise very quickly that we are certainly no longer cool. And we need to know what the kids are up to these days.
And I tell you what, Sarah, first of all, have you been well? How's it all been going? What have you been up to?
Nothing much. I had a few friends over yesterday and my mum cooked a lot. She cooked over like 50 cupcakes. So I'm literally like, you guys called me and I was like in the middle of eating a cupcake.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds awesome. Oh, I mean, it's particularly awesome because, you know, most of the time parents are so lame. Am I right, Sarah?
Okay.
No. My mum's cool.
Oh, okay, that's awesome. Yes. It's cool to like parents again. Oh. Great. I don't have to pretend I don't love my dad. That's awesome. Now, Sarah, we've got some incredible listeners who have been getting in touch because they, like us, want to know the thing. And I got to say, you have already been helping us so well. I mean, my partner, Elle, who makes music under Woods and is known as Woods as the Goods, was lying next to me when I was texting Bron. Bron sent me a really funny meme and I texted back to Bron two chair emojis, right, after our chat the other week. And Elle goes to me, get this, goes, what's the chair emoji mean? And I'm like, oh, out of the loop.
Do you know what? That's so funny because my partner said, please stop sending the crying emoji and the chairs. You're not young, you're not cool, and the fact that you're trying is even more pathetic. So it could go two ways.
Brutal.
So many people have been saying how much they love the segment, and they also just want help from you. I mean, Jasmine said, no question, I just bloody love this segment. This 33-year-old
I'm so glad.
Needs help.
So you are helping people, and we're going to throw a few questions at you right now, Sarah, to see what's hitting. First of all, question is from Tessa. Do kids still use LOL, LOL, and OMG, oh my God?
Yeah, quite often. But the thing is, LOL, it's often used for more dark humor now instead of actually, like, laughing. When it comes to, like, sending, like the fact that you're laughing through text, it's often just, like, LMFAO or, like, all capitals, like, ha ha ha. But LOL is often used, like, in, like, darker terms, like I remember one time I sent a text to my best friend saying my cat just died, lol.
Okay.
It's not used in the same way anymore.
Okay, I see. It's sort of like a bit of a crying through the tears. That's so interesting.
Okay. What about OMG? Is OMG a thing?
Not. You don't say OMG. You just say, oh my God.
Right, okay. So you don't say OMG out loud. We don't want to be doing that.
No,
but you say it in text.
Yeah.
Okay.
Saying OMG is kind of cringe, but saying oh my God is cool. It's just that's fun.
Okay,
great. Well, Zach Bird has hit us up as well. Said, "G'day, Sarah. Does the winky face have a place in modern culture?"
I suppose not. Like the actual emoji. The actual emoji is low-key like really cringe.
Yep.
But like if you do like the I think it's a semicolon, a semicolon then a bracket, then it's more popular with, like, my generation.
Okay, because I do find the winky face, sometimes you want to do a I'm joking kind of thing, but the winky face just has these weird connotations. It's like, I shouldn't be doing this at all.
Because you don't often see, a lot of people using, just a straight smiley face or just a straight sad face.
Mm.
It's very often, through texting in my, through my generation stuff that you see the two dots and then a bracket.
Yeah, gotcha.
Oh, okay. So we've gone back from the actual little emojis to the retro emoji. Yeah. Okay, I understand what's happening now.
Yeah, it's common with that, with hearts as well. Like you do the little
a less than, greater than sign and a three.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Oh, I guess we'll be seeing you on MSN Messenger very soon as well.
Do you get that reference? Sarah, please?
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, MSN Messenger. Thank God.
Your parents probably met on MSN. All right, here we go.
We've also got an audio question, which you're more than welcome to send if you've got one. Hit us up, matt.and.alex. This audio message is from Hayden.
So, question for Sarah. Is it not cool to hold the phone up to your ear anymore? I've noticed a lot of people holding the phone just out in front of them, not video calling, because they're holding it sort of flat like a dinner plate. Can you please explain?
Yeah. It's like you're serving your phone up at an Italian restaurant as a pizza.
It's not like it's not cool, but just like a lot of people have like AirPods these days and earbuds that you don't need it. And often, I don't know, like I actually understand that, like not many people actually put the phone to their head. But it's not like uncool, but I guess it's just like AirPods and earbuds are such a big thing now that like I usually never take mine out. And so I usually never have to put it to my ear. I don't know. My generation just like almost never stops listening to music. Like you notice that more when you actually think about it.
What's it like in like school? Like does everyone always have like a single earbud in like a classroom?
Yeah, pretty much. Like a lot of people just like put their hair in front of their ears so you can't see, which I can't do anymore because I cut a mullet, so it's infuriating.
the pitfalls of a mullet, Sarah.
But yeah, like I said, it's not uncool to hold the phone to your head, but I guess
it's
like,
just like get to a retirement home now, you old person.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Sarah. As always, we really, truly appreciate you joining us and helping us and guiding us through our lives as we age so ungracefully. So please, hopefully we'll see you again next week, Sarah. And until then, enjoy the music. We'll catch you next time.
See you later.
Fit check.
Order up! Just how you like it.
Perfect.
Well, he's at it again.
Who?
The Library Avenger, Matt O'Kine.
Oh, your dad. Is he back in the library?
Well, he is.
He's shushing people.
Twice a day. Well, in a sense of the word. Ian Dyson, if you did miss the episode where I talked about my dad in the library shushing the librarian, who he considered was having a conversation far too loud, turning the tables on the librarian, saying an interesting incident happened to him this week where a kerfuffle was happening at the library.
What, like fisticuffs?
Well, there was a very irate potential patron at the front door surrounded by three female librarians trying to get in without a certified vaccine certificate to let everyone know that he had been vaccinated and was less likely to catch or distribute this little virus that has killed millions. Not very happy with the librarians.
Yikes.
At the thing. They were getting ready to call the police. Ian Dyson puts down the computer headphones.
Oh, no.
Walks up to the front. And says to this guy, who's ranting and raving, said, up in Melbourne, they're sick of dictator down up in Melbourne, is apparently what he was yelling at this time. Ian Dyson walks up to him and says,
Wait, please tell me he just put his finger up against the man's lips and says, shh.
I don't think he quite did that, but he did say, I think you better calm down. Which is bold because in my experience, if you tell an extremely angry person, oi, mate, I think you better calm down, it has the opposite effect. But things get explosive. But I think the gentleman saw my father, apparently was a little bit taller and decided to calm down and leave the library. So once again, bringing law and order to a Corangamite Regional Library Services, which
he's like a sheriff around there, isn't he?
He certainly is.
He's feared.
I remember he told me a story, and this is just me making like remembering this on the spot. But I remember, I think in a pub one time, he said there was someone who was arguing with his girlfriend or something in the pub, and Dad went up and said, "Oi, you should stop doing that." And the guy said, "Like, what are you going to do about it?" sort of thing. And then Dad gets down into the karate stance.
Oh, no, okay.
Because he is very good at karate, I could say, my dad. He's gone through the steps. He goes down the beach and does it in the mornings.
He went into like the flying.
He didn't go to side crane. No. You don't do crane first stance, but knees lowered, hands up. I don't think he said on guard or anything like that, but the guy calmed down. So a bit of a sheriff. And now, these two are just sort of near misses. I think the biggest Ian Sheriff Dyson story I hope my dad doesn't mind telling his yarns from over the years, but was it Charles de Gaulle Airport in France?
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, the elevators are going up and my dad's standing behind someone, sees a head, someone just putting their little hand into someone's handbag, into the poche, as they say in France, the pocket. It's like, what's this guy's stealing these? But there's a pickpocket in front of us. He's going up the escalator. And I'm like, he sees the door to another person. He's like, right, that's it. Gets to the top. It's one of those gates, you know, like at a public transport, you go through the gate or something. The guy goes through. Dad runs up, jumps the gate, tackles this man.
No.
In the middle of the airport, holds him down. And like all the French guards are coming out like, what's going on? They've got like the guns at the airport at this stage. And Dad's like, tries to explain this guy's pickpocketing. They got him. They got the pickpocket.
It would be every pickpocketer's worst nightmare, I think. Mm. Imagine being a pickpocketer. And you reach into a handbag that's ripe for some sort of new phone or a purse that's covered in diamonds and it's just stacked full of euro. And then you reach into the handbag and you hold onto something and you think, oh, this is an interesting purse. And then you pull it out and you realize that you're actually holding a hand. And you follow that hand up to the arm to the face of the owner of it, and it's Ian Dyson. And then he just goes, hey-ya, and like whacks your face and you fall back, and then all your little pickpocketing crew go, suck the blue. Me, Ian. And then they run.
Luckily, both the Charles de Gaulle Airport and the Warrnambool Library has a masked defender who is Ian Dyson. So I thought, you know, fans who are following along the Dyson Sheriff of Libringham stories would like to hear the update of the latest kerfuffle going down at the bibliothèque.
And hey, if you've got any sheriff dads or sheriff parents, let us know at matt.am.alex. When has the sheriff come to town? Maybe it's you, maybe it's someone you know.
When have your parents said to someone, this town ain't big enough for the two of us? We'd love to know.
Smell toast.
Yes, it's always good to go through the filing cabinet and give you some of the messages we've received throughout the week as we round things up here, Matt O'Kine. It's a little bit of leftovers.
Yeah, that's right. Let's kick things off with LJ at Thrill House. And this was with regards to when we were talking about Uggs being a scary new trend that Bron brought in as part of Clickfish. LJ says, yeah, I also had no idea what moccasins were because I didn't. And now I look at them, I know I would have just called them slippers. Yes, that's what I would have called them. Or I would have called them sock slippers or slippers with socks or something.
Moccasins are almost Ugg sandals to a certain, like Ugg boat shoes, I would say.
Well, Sophia's got a little pair with socks attached. That's why I call the sock slippers.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's very difficult to keep slippers on a two-year-old's feet.
Hence the sock aspect.
Right. Yeah. Another one that I saw was Lyndon, who said, at Lindo, said, my father moved to the UK. Oh, this was with regards to inheritances. Mm-hmm. Said, my father moved to the UK and got myself, briefly, and younger brother to be power of attorney. And my father, still living, specified in his will that our inheritance was to be our education, which some would consider a birthright.
Mm.
It was only high school, part of which was discounted because he was dating a teacher for half of it. Wow.
Oh, that sweet will discount. Chris also got in touch. This is when we were talking about the rant dog about nails in the tyres. And he goes, you got to be kidding me. Just as I was listening to that, this happened. Sent a photo of a big old screw sticking into into his
tyre. The worst.
So sorry for jinxing you there, Chris, but appreciate the photo.
Hey, and look, let's turn things around a bit because I always seem to get, poked fun at for some of the things that I'm pronouncing, you know, especially how I say ours instead of ours. My mouth doesn't even feel right saying it. But Percy 343 got in touch and said, Matt talking about pronouncing our wrong in the same podcast. Alex pronounced Halloween about a bazillion times. Please do a montage. All right. Well, let's have a listen. Have you got the button there?
I got the button. Halloween. a good fun Halloween time. It is Halloween before Halloween. Halloween movie recommendations. When is it Halloween? Very Halloween-esque news for a Halloween episode.
What is going on?
Get out of your mind this Halloween with a special spooky Halloween bent. What a spooky Halloween week it has been. It's a Matt and Alex Halloween ghoul fest.
All right.
All right, so it's Halloween. Is that what you're telling me?
I think so.
Because that would have been good info beforehand.
You said it so many times now, I'm starting to doubt myself.
Halloween. Is that what we're going with? Because I just have a – like, I assume I know how Sudoku goes, but I'm pretty sure that's wrong as well. But I don't know. I don't look it up. So it's Halloween. Sudoku. All Hallows Eve. Okay.
Do you know how it's spelled though, right? Hallow.
Yeah.
Don't worry. I mean, I had a friend who thought the word psychic, as in someone who, you know, can mentally see things, was the word sidekick for so long.
There we go. There's always a bigger fish. That's what we like to hear. Kimberly from Milton is joining us as well. G'day, Kimberly.
Hey, how are you?
Not too bad. Now, you got in touch with us about inheritance as well. What's your inheritance story?
When my grandma passed away nearly 8 years ago now, she was an avid porcelain doll maker. So I was gifted the entire collection, which was sat at around 2,000 porcelain dolls.
Whoa. All handmade by your grandma?
How big are we talking?
All handmade. How big?
Yeah.
Some of them are kind of, you know, 4 or 5 centimetres, and I think the biggest one stood at about 96 centimetres.
But there's so many of them. What do you do with 2,000 porcelain dolls?
There are so many of them. I set up a little shop and I reckon I sold about 500 of them. Just in like the local community. So all that money went towards my house deposit.
Nice.
Well, it's kind of cool. It's something that Grandma had always wanted to see me and my brother doing, property ownership and that kind of stuff. So she wasn't around to see it, but it helped happen.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. And my house is about to start being built literally next week. So that's kind of cool that this is all coming out at the moment.
That's awesome. Now, be honest, which one's bigger, your house or the doll room that stored 2,000 dolls?
I mean, it's close, but I actually, after sending the message the other day, I went and looked up the floor plan of the old house, and the doll room was sitting at around 65 square metres.
My
house is coming in at a cool 190, so I win that one.
Oh, you do win. But there's a few hotel rooms in Shibuya that could definitely fit into that doll's room. So, look, it's a great collection, and obviously I'm sure, like you said, your gran must be super proud to see where you are now and where the dolls, what the dolls have done. So thank you so much for messaging us, Kimberly, and we'll catch you next time.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me on.
All Day Breakfast.
And thank you for tuning in to All Day Breakfast with Matt and Alex. It's been an honour to be hanging out with you today. Thanks to Sarah for keeping us nice and cool once again.
And thank you to Ian Dyson for protecting us.
Yeah.
Sheriff.
I'm going to have to get some sort of Western type movie. Let's try and make a movie trailer for Ian Dyson next week. And I want to present it to him to say, Dad, I'm the movie execs have been on the phone. they want you to star as the Library Avenger. Anyway, I'll get onto that. I'll get to visit him this weekend as well for the first time in ages.
Give him a big hug for us. And certainly don't talk too loud if you're near him at Warrnambool Library. Guys, thank you for joining us. As always, you can keep in touch with us at matt.n.alex. We've had an awesome week and we can't wait to see you on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got a story we need to hear? All the links are at mattandalex.com.au. Listener.